From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and what you're hearing there is the sounds of jubilation at Senator John Kerry's campaign headquarters. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is the winner of the New Hampshire primary. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has come in second, with Wesley Clark and John Edwards battling for a distant third. Actual returns are still coming in, with nearly half of precincts reporting. Kerry has 39% to Dean's 26%. Edwards has 13% of the vote and Clark 12%. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has 9%. Again, these are only partial returns, and the percentages may not be the same when all the votes are counted. But whatever the final numbers, John Kerry has come out on top. So we go now to Kerry headquarters in Manchester, where our colleague Melissa Block is standing by. Melissa, we've been talking to you all evening, and it's getting increasingly louder with each of our visits.
Indeed, and the soundtrack for this entree for John Kerry is expected in a few minutes is "The Rising" by Bruce Springsteen. You can read too much into campaign songs, but that's certainly the metaphor. You hear it at his events all the time now, rising out of Iowa and now into New Hampshire. There are so many people on the stage now, I'm not entirely clear where John Kerry is going to fit. A lot of people waving signs, "The Real Deal," and shouting now, "Bring it on," sort of turning George Bush's phrase back at him, I suppose. You see a lot of signs on stage. "Vets say JK." There on stage, there's Georgia Senator Max Cleland, as I mentioned a bit earlier, a fellow Vietnam vet. Also the man from John Kerry's platoon, whom he rescued in this dramatic story that played out over the last couple of weeks. He's now campaigning alongside him. Utility workers for Kerry, and hopefully soon the senator himself. I have been told by his campaign that, remember, the stem winder of a speech he gave after he won the Iowa caucuses last week, it went on and on. I said, "Is it going to be that long tonight?" And he said, "No." And you can quote me on that. So I'm quoting him on that. No.
Well, the rhetoric this past week has been decidedly toned down. All the candidates have sort of taken off the gloves. But it seems to be a bit more arch in these last days. So do you expect maybe to hear more of that as he now goes out into the country and has to run a much more diffuse campaign?
You know, it's hard to tell how that'll play out. I mean, I think this lead, in a sense, puts him above the fray a little bit with the wins in two states now. And I doubt we'll see much of that tonight. I imagine he'll be staying on message, and we'll hear a shorter, optimistic version of his stump speech tonight.